All right, then. Well, we'll go here in 3, 2, and 1. And good morning and welcome to Let's Talk here on the Talk of the Town, AM 1490 KORN. I'm Jenna O'Connor, and joining me this morning is Jim Brinkley, the Director of Occupational Health and Safety, and also Dr. Stephen Kales, Assistant Professor of Medicine at Harvard Medical School. And we'll be talking about sounding the alarm on high blood pressure, and they've got some first-of-its-kind equipment for firefighters that they are going to be talking about. How are you guys doing today?
Great, Jenna.
Doing well.
All right. Are you guys sure you're awake this morning?
Wide awake.
Okay. Well, you want to tell me a little bit about this program and why it's so important?
Sure. The Stop Drop Control Program, which the IFF is launching in collaboration with Novartis Pharmaceuticals, is a high blood pressure education campaign that is providing firefighters with the tools to raise awareness of high blood pressure, not just within our own ranks, but within the community as well. And May is National High Blood Pressure Awareness Month, so this is a perfect opportunity for us to try to get the word out to everyone about the importance of controlling your high blood pressure.
Okay, why did they choose firefighters?
Well, as the Director of Occupational Health and Safety for the IAFF, I'm responsible for providing programs to nearly 300,000 firefighters and paramedics across the United States and Canada, and nothing matters more to me than their health and safety. And firefighters face a tremendous amount of physical strain in their day-to-day occupation, whether it's the challenges from exposures to extreme heat or the toxic air that we breathe or the heavy equipment that we wear. And let's not forget getting up in the middle of the night to go from 0 to 100% capacity in a matter of seconds. And, you know, those are things that take a tremendous toll on our body, and probably most are aware of that. But what they're not aware of is about 45% of all firefighter on-duty deaths are caused by a heart-related issue or cardiovascular disease, and blood pressure plays a significant role in that. We know all too well the dangers of high blood pressure, and we think our involvement in the community, I mean, we're some of the most respected and trusted members of our community. We think that puts us in a unique position to provide credible information about something we think is a national health crisis.
All right, so what are some of the things that you'll be doing with the Stop, Drop, and Control program to really get it, the word out there about high blood pressure and why it's so important to really, you know, take care of yourself?
Already tens of thousands of our members are participating in blood pressure screenings and health fairs across the country, hosting these events in their firehouses or attending other community events to raise the awareness of high blood pressure. The other thing we're doing is we've launched a website, www.stopdropcontrol.com, and we've put all of our information there online. We realize it's the digital age, and most folks are going to the Internet to get their information, and we wanted to make sure that we had a good deal of credible information available for them to take care of themselves as well.
All right. And on the medical side, why is it such an important reason to control your blood pressure? I mean, what are some of the things that high blood pressure can cause?
Absolutely. It's vital to control blood pressure, Jenna, for good health. Cardiovascular disease is the number one killer in the country, and Jim already mentioned that it's the number one killer in terms of line-of-duty deaths among firefighters. And high blood pressure is a known risk factor for cardiovascular problems like heart attack, heart failure, and stroke. It's a modifiable risk factor, so that means it's a risk factor that you can take charge and you can do something about. So this is something that any individual can go. You can see your doctor. You can see your health care provider. You can have your blood pressure checked. Even if it's in the normal or pre-hypertensive range, there are diet and lifestyle exercise changes that one can undertake to help maintain it in that normal range. And if it's in the high range, one can take those lifestyle changes in addition with the appropriate medications and consultation with a healthcare provider, and you can lower that blood pressure back down to an acceptable range. And by doing so, you lower your risk for other cardiovascular problems down the line.
Okay, now I get why firefighters might be, and it maybe didn't really dawn on me that, you know, they would have such a problem with high blood pressure and heart problems, but yeah, the stress of the job, I can see why that would make it such a problem. What about normal people? Who are some of the people that are more at risk for high blood pressure and then the resulting problems that go with it?
Well, everyone really is at risk for this. It's extremely common in American society. You know, 74 million adults in the United States, or one of every three people, will be affected or are affected by high blood pressure. Now, certain individuals are more at risk. Those are people who are overweight, have a family history of high blood pressure, people with conditions like obstructive sleep apnea, diabetes mellitus, et cetera. But this is really also a problem that does not discriminate. You know, as you get older, it's more common, but it can affect people of all ages, it can affect people in both genders, and it can affect people of all races. And it doesn't cause symptoms until it's too late. So it's important for everyone, whether or not they fall into a high-risk group, to have their blood pressure regularly checked.
What are some signs that you might have high blood pressure? I mean, yeah, you could get your blood pressure checked, but lifestyle conditions, that type of stuff, that might warn that you could be at risk for high blood pressure and the other illnesses that go with it.
Well, again, there's not much in terms of warning signs in terms of symptoms or how you feel, because most people with high blood pressure, even stage 2 or higher, more severe blood pressure, will not have symptoms. Now, there are things that could put you at higher risk. We discussed being overweight, being very sedentary, not getting enough exercise, eating high-fat, high-salt diet, using too much alcohol. Those are all things that could put you at higher risk. But one should not wait until they have any symptoms. So just because you say, I don't feel that I'm having a headache or I'm not feeling any other type of health complaint, that doesn't mean that your blood pressure is normal. It's something you have to have checked.
Okay. Jim, is the International Association of Firefighters doing something, I mean, to help out firefighters with maybe getting their blood pressure lowered? I mean, ways that, and tips for them, or is it just kind of something they're trying to get the word out in the community and hoping the firefighters pick up on this stuff while they're at it?
No, it's an all-encompassing program, Jenna. Not only are we getting the information out related to this program, Stop, Drop, Control, but we're always actively involved in the wellness and fitness of our firefighters. We have a one-of-a-kind program that we started 10 years ago, and we continue to update it, the Wellness Fitness Initiative, that provides information on a healthy lifestyle, proper exercise routines. We actually certify our firefighters as peer fitness trainers to go out and train other firefighters in the proper cardiovascular activities they should be involved in to handle the rigors of our job. And we also provide the healthy meal planning on our website as well, as Dr. Kale has mentioned, reducing the salt in your diet and some other things you can do. We include all of that information on our website as well.
All right. Now, I really can't picture an overweight firefighter, so I imagine that maybe stress is probably one of, and maybe even poor eating habits are the big factors for the firefighters in having high blood pressure.
Well, actually, the eating and the healthy lifestyle isn't the most important factor. What the studies have shown, and Dr. Kales can certainly speak more to this, is that just the stress of our job alone, the high heat that we're exposed to, the noise level that we're exposed to has been shown to be correlated with heart disease. So there are a number of factors that we deal with day-to-day at work that aren't normal for the society. You look at firefighters when they come on the job, typically they're a healthier population than the average American, yet we have as high an incident of hypertension, if not higher, than the normal population. And that's attributable to the stress and strain that we face every day.
So what are some of the things then as you train firefighters? I mean, are there things that you guys do to get them in condition and maybe prepare them for some of this so maybe they have a better chance of not dealing with, you know, heart disease and high blood pressure and hypertension?
Yeah, we absolutely recommend that every firefighter go through a physical ability test prior to getting hired to make sure that they're physically and medically capable of participating in the training to become a firefighter. And then once you are employed as a firefighter and you're out on the job, that you maintain a healthy lifestyle, that you participate in our Wellness Fitness Initiative, that you maintain an active lifestyle, including cardiovascular exercise, and follow the healthy eating plans that we recommend. All of those things will go a long way to reduce the stress and the toll that this job takes on your body and reduce your likelihood that you're going to have high blood pressure.
All right. Can we expect to see stop-drop control programs coming to even smaller communities like ours here in Mitchell, or is it going to be aimed at the bigger cities throughout the country?
We're distributing this information to all of our affiliates, which is a little over 3,100 affiliates throughout the United States and Canada, and represents about 85% of the nation's protection. So you'll see this in smaller communities as well as larger communities. It will be health fairs that are conducted by the communities themselves, and then events that even the firefighters are going to host within their fire stations. So you should see stop-drop control just about everywhere, and that's what we like.
All right. Well, let's run down some of the items, some of the ways that stop-drop control is going to warn people and tell people about the risks of high blood pressure before we wrap it up here.
As I mentioned, we're going to be at these health fairs, and we will actually have an exhibit where you can actually walk through a simulated blood vessel to see what happens when you're affected with high blood pressure and what it does to the body. We will also have educational pamphlets that we'll be handing out, and there will be firefighters and physicians on hand to talk to you directly about the consequences of high blood pressure, the things you can look for, and the things you can do to prevent getting high blood pressure and or get treatment when you are diagnosed with high blood pressure.
All right. And if people are interested in learning more or maybe even finding out where some of these health fairs are going to be at, can you give the website again for them? Is that going to be on there?
Absolutely. www.stopdropcontrol.com.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Jim and Dr. Kales, for joining us today.
Thanks.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having us.
I hope the campaign is a success. That is going to wrap up Let's Talk here on the Talk of the Town, AM 1490 KORN. Coming up at the top of the hour, we've got ABC News.